Ben Ishchai, Parshas V'yetze. Va'ata, and now says the Ben Ishchai, Lecha nichrata brit ani va'ata. Right? Now, let us cut a brit, ani va'ata, v'haya le'ed b'ni u'v'nech, and it'll be for a testimony between me and between you. This is Yaakov Avinu telling to Lavan, after Lavan chased him, and then finally he wants to make a bris. And this is a bris, as the Rebbe is going to say, this is not a bris like a regular bris, this is a bris of separation. It's actually very, very interesting. We're not going to learn this now, but when we learn Lag Ba'Omer, this is the Gal-Aid. The Gal-Aid is the Gal, the mound of an aid, the testimony that separates between Lavan and Yaakov, between the Jewish people and Umot HaOlam. And this is the Makor in the Torah, says the Arizal, for Lag Ba'Omer. Gal means Lag, Gal Eid is Lag Ba'Omer. Because Lag Ba'Omer, we will learn it, B'Zor Hashem, year at a time, is a place in which we're separated from Tumas Akum, and we're now entering Kedushas Yisrael. That's the Shnei Shlish. We'll get there. Lag Ba'Omer, we'll learn it, B'Zor Hashem. So Ben Ishchai now speaking about, this is a very, very important place in Chumash here, right? Vihine, haroe yir'e, a person will see. The mishune bris there mikol brito. It's very different, this bris, from all the brisos shebaolam in the world. The kol brit shekoret adam in chavere, all the bris, all the covenants a person makes with his friend, hu ke'inyan hitkashrut udveikut. It's a concept of connection and sticking, va'achva, and friendship, brotherhood, v're'ut, and friendship, zeim zeh. This one with this one. Masha'en came a brit zeh. This brit, it's not like this one. Hum yusad ala pirut. This is tachlis apirut, the separation. This bris is to separate between Yaakov and Lavan. Like we said, separate between Tumas Akum, separation from the impurities of the world, to Kedushas Yisrael, to holiness of the Jewish people. Liparet zeh mizeh. To separate this one from this one. Shelo yitgaleh. So a person wouldn't be revealed to his friend and wouldn't stick at all to him. They will be broken, separated, a person from his friend. That's to understand. What is this? And why they made this bris, but often they're in this way. They will separate. Why make a bris on it? Just separate. You don't have to make a bris that you're separating. Why make a bris? Why make a covenant to separate? Just separate. Va'inyan yuvan v'siyata d'shmaya. This concept will be understood with the help of heaven. D'yadua, it's known. Kol tachton sarich lidamot l'shor shor elyon. Everyone in this world has to be domed, to be similar to something in the upper world, right? V'hinei, Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom. Yeah. Bechira Avos, Yaakov. Right? The Shlemus of all the Avos. The Shlemus of Chesed and Din, of Avram and Yitzchak. The synthesis of the two. Right? That's what beauty says. Beauty is the synthesis of opposites. Right? Physical and spiritual. Din and Chesed. Right? We mentioned that. Shor Shor B'Kedusha. His root is in the Kedusha. In the holiness. In connecting with the Kedusha. The holiness of the upper worlds. Lavan, however. Right? Lavan, Shor Shor B'Klipa. His root is in all the Ra. That's why Lavan was worse. We were worried about Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Lavan wanted the Oke Hakol, wanted to remove everything. He wanted to, his fight was against Yaakov from the beginning. And the Gro explains that the whole going into Lavan, the whole Golas, which Yaakov was by Lavan, that's the Shorash of all Golas Mitzrayim. And God, because Mitzrayim, the exile of Mitzrayim, is the source of all Agaliyot. That means all that tzaras come from what happened between Yaakov and Lavan. All the tzaras of the Jewish people are mushrash, are there in the parasha, this week's parasha, what happened between Yaakov and Lavan. V'yadua, and it's a known thing, Shaklipa, either Ra, Ain the evil, ain la yicholit taches b'tzad panim. It can't have any achiza, can't have any, we say achiza, can't have any drawing of its nourishment, of its spiritual nourishment from the face, from the front of O HaKadusha, of the light of holiness. Ela omeret v'achorei ha'or. It can only get its achiza from the back of the or. So when you, this leads a little bit of explanation. When we talk kiviyachol about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses himself in the world in spheres. Spheres means something safu, something counted. It's an emanation. It's a counted emanation. Like the Midas HaChesed, Midas HaDin, Midas HaEmes, Tiferes. It's, right, go through this 10 spheres. But there's another concept called Partsuf, which is a combination of spheres. For example, if you're angry, you're expressing Midas HaDin. If you're happy, you're expressing Midas HaChesed, right? You're showing your panim, you're showing your countenance, your grace on me, yeah? But a person can be expressed two things at the same time. You can be happy and have a front of din. Like your son did something stupid. And he, like, you know, he's a little kid, and he goes to his mother's room, and he puts all her cream that you paid $50 for on his face. His mom does it. And he walks out. So you're laughing. But if you laugh, he's going to do it again. So you show him anger. He did a naughty thing. But you know, he wasn't so bad. It's a kid, he does these sort of things, right? So a partsuf can express, right, combinations of expression. Just as a face, as a human being, he's a combination of expression, right? So partsuf is not just the sphere, a combination of spheres, it's an interaction of the spheres. That's a partsuf. Now, a partsuf, that's a way kiviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses himself to us. He expresses it in terms of a relationship. So we have these hierarchy of partsufim, hierarchy. So the ra, which is the lower levels, lower spiritual worlds, the very low spiritual worlds, it's still above our spiritual world, our physical world, it's a lower level of spiritual worlds, that gets its sustainment from the back of the partsufim. Why? Because if I'm angry with you, I show you my back. Back is always associated with din. So the ra in the world is associated with judgment. It brings judgment to a person. So it's unique. It's achiza. It's drawing of nourishment comes from the achor, from the back of a person, back of these partsufim. The front of the partsufim, which represents chesed, which represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu's countenance, grace in the world, they have no achiza, because they don't bring on that aspect of the world. They bring on the aspect of din to the world. They bring on the aspect of onish, punishment, right? You understand? So that's what he's explaining here. Rather, this, the klipa, the ra, omed, it stands, means it gets its unique, it gets its sustenance from the back of the or, the back of these parts of it, like I said. Okay, therefore, hapanim shela or, the face of the or, right? Either, right, the grace, the chesed, of the or hakdusha, ein oroi et haklipa. He doesn't see it. He doesn't have any achiza with it. Like we said, he doesn't bring goodness into the world. He brings onish. He brings din into the world. He brings punishment into the world. But ken nami haklipa ein oroi et hapanim shela or hakdusha. Doesn't see the panim of the or of kedusha. Dugmatzot mamash nase lamata. And in the lower worlds, i.e. we who represent the parts of Elyonim, that's what we represent. The parts of Elyonim are Dugmas Adam, that's what it means with Tzelem Elokim. They're like human form in terms of their representation, not in terms of what they are. So that representation that has a Dugma, Lamata, in our own physical existence. Shekartu Brit Bezeh Sha'ama. There's a bris that was made with seen the upper and lower worlds. Yitzaf Hashem Beni Uveinecha Ki Nisateh Ish Mere'ehu. Right? So it says here that Yaakov and Lavan were co-writing a bris between each other. And this is the pasuk of the bris. So the pasuk says, Vayomer Lavan, Lavan tells, Hagalaze, this gal, this monument, Eid Beini Ubeinecha, it's going to be a testimony between me and you, Yaakov, Hayom, today, Alken Karashmo Gal Ed, the monument or the mound of testimony. V'hamitzpah, hamitzpah hazot, המצווה שאמה יצף השם ביני וביניך כי נסתה איש מרעהו. Mitzvah means a point, a place where a person can see, like tzfat, see from rachok, right? So a mitzvah means that this monument will be like a place of seeing between us if we will break the covenant and pass this bris, right? This will be like, this monument will be like a testimony between us that we won't cover, we won't be sote, we won't go over this bris, this covenant that we're making, right? Vata muvan, and the reasoning is understood. Shekol echad tzareh lidamot l'shorosho. Everyone has to be similar to his shorosh. V'lechen amru rabotenu aposuk, on the posuk, v'yikvo oto begai. Moshe Rabbeinu was buried in Gai, mul Beit Po'o, against Beit Po'o. Po'o was the Avodah Zarah of the Midianim. That they were po'er themselves, that part of the Avodah was to secrete in front of it. That was the Avodah of this Avodah Zarah. The Kozman she'po'o ole, every time, because there was the whole story with Zimri and Kozi Batsu, right? She gave herself, and all the women, the Midianite women, the princesses, they caused the Jewish people to serve Po'o. And that was a terrible thing until Pinchas came and killed them in a miraculous way, right? You know the story. And that, so, and 24,000 of, what's it called, Shevet Shimon were lost, were killed because of that from Magefa, whatever. It's a whole story in of itself. It's a very important story. That's Kenega. We're not going to go into it. The Ari explains that. That's Kenega, the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. So that's what to learn. We're not learning that now. The Koz Man, Shepo'o Ole Mikatre. All the time, Po'o came up in Mikatre. Now, why is the Ben Ish Chaim mentioning this here? Because if a person understands this a little bit more, which he did, right? Lavan, the Gilgul of Lavan was Bilam. What Bilam did with the Aton, he passed his Galed, he was to break the covenant between the Jewish people, the separation of Jewish people and the Goyim. And that's the aids he gave to Benot Midian, that they would connect to the Jewish people and bring them to the Avodah Zarah of Po'or. So when the Ben Ish Chaim is mentioning this, he's mentioning because it's the same Indian, it's the same concept. What happened with Bilam and Moshe Rabbeinu, the Jewish people, is what happened with Yaakov Avinu. This is the bris that Yaakov Avinu is trying to separate between the Jewish people and Umas Olam. So now it says, the Ben Ish Chai says, Ro'eh et Moshe. I mean, if you really want to learn Ben Ish Chai, like properly, be'ir, right? There'd be much, much more to say. Ro'eh et Moshe. We see that, we would see it Moshe. Kavusha, Moshe Rabbeinu was dafka buried there. V'nirta. V'shav la'achorav. The kitrug of Paul would come up to say, look at the Jewish people. They're connecting with Umas Olam. They're connecting with the ways of the non-Jews, right? They're connecting with the Ra and the world. Yeah? And Paul comes up to Mekatrig. And Moshe Rabbeinu was buried there, right? Mul Paul, against Paul. Paul would come up and see Moshe Rabbeinu, right? And would go down. Why? Bipnei sha'sitra achra. The bad side, the evil side, Mukhrach, has to, Shetitalem, hide itself, V'lo titra lifnei kedusha from the kedusha. How can you get more Kodesh than Moshe Rabbeinu? So because it comes, because there's a fear of this Kitru coming up, right? So Moshe is buried, the Schus HaTorah is buried there, which is the Panim of Klal Yisrael, which is the face of Klal Yisrael, the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, which is Yaakov Avinu, right? You understand? Yaakov Avinu is Bechira Avos, represents Torah. Teres Moshe, right? The Teres Moshe. So that's Keneged Po'o. Now he's going to explain this. V'zeh hatam shadam pi hatabat. Why is the place of, you know, when a person needs to go, right? Shelo achorav is the back of him. Why? V'lo b'tzad panim, and not in front of him. Because there's no unika, there's no sustenance from the panim of a person. Dugma l'mala, like in the upper worlds. The Mefurish B'divrei Rabbeinu HaRizal, that it's Mefurish in the words of the HaRizal, B'Sham Mamre Rashbi, one of his Sharim, Sham Mamre Rashbi, Parshas Tetzaveh, V'zeh L'shonam. Now he's quoting the HaRizal. V'ata Neva'eh, now I'll explain to you, Inyan Nekudat HaAchor Ma'inyana, the concept of this place, place at the back of a person, what's its inyan? What's its concept? Omnam hu sod gadol. It's a big foundation. V'ra'ui la'alimo. And it's fitting to hide the understanding of it. So this guy's not going to tell us everything. V'inei, yedata, you know. Ki ha'klipa, the ra, nikrit tsoa, bli makom. The name for the ra in the world is called tsoa, called secretion. Bli makom, has no place. It's not, has no place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekomo shel olam, has no place in this world. Right? No real place. It shouldn't really be in this world. The mezonam, it's mazon, it's sustenance, vashpatam, an influence, min hamutarot, from the extra things that a person has. Yeah? From the mutarot, those excrements, the extras, right? And usually, all are mutarot, if you understand how food works, what a person needs to sustain himself, right, is used by the body. What's generally speaking removed from the body is those things which are extra, the things he doesn't really need. He eats them for his desires, for his more than he really needs. Yeah? So those are mutarot. Those are things which are extras, hayotzim, derech nekudat acho, leave this nekudat acho, this place behind him. V'chein husam nekudazu, this place, this point was placed, right, ba'acho, in the back, because that's the place the klipa, the ra, has its mazon from the acho. And since this is the place from the mutarot, from the extra things that a person doesn't need, which is excreted from him, they get their sustenance, right? So its place has to be in the achor, because they can't get the sustenance from the panim. That's what he's explaining. The visha enim yochlim lekavel mitzad panim, can't receive from the front of the or, which is dugmas adam. A person is dugmas the or ha'elyon. This panim is dugmas the panim elyon, the upper worlds, the front of the upper worlds, and this achor is dugmas, is an example of the upper worlds, the back of the upper worlds. Since they can't receive mitzad aponim, ki enem ro'im or pnei ashchina, they can't see the or pnei ashchina, the face of the divine presence. Dichtiv, lo yitietzvu hololim neged enecha. You won't have standing in front of you hololim, people who make fun against your eyes. This is Tehillim. V'inei ze hanekev shelachor. This hole in the back of a person, nikra b'tera, beit pa'or. It's called the name, it's called the house of pa'or. The house, pa'or means the house of excretion. That's what it's called. V'zeh tzod avodah zarah. This is the foundation of avodah zarah. Now he's explaining a very deep thing here. Shel pa'or. This is the foundation of avodah zarah, shel pa'or. Shel avodata. Its avodah was bekach lif'or atzmo, to excrete on it. Al panea, in front of this avodah zarah. That's with the avodah. That's what they should do. They should excrete in front of this avodah zarah. Why? Because it's unique. It's hashpa. Its influence came from that place. Kenod, like his note. Kizuhi kabbalat hashefa shala. This is the receiving of its shefa. Vaveinze, and understand this. Now, on a deeper level, what does that mean? That means all of the ra in the world gets its koach from Klal Yisrael. It gets its koach from the ra in Klal Yisrael. Whatever ra Klal Yisrael do, that's the koach of the ra in the world. It gets its shefa. All the mutarot, all the excrement, all the things we don't need, that are excreted from us, that are removed from us, that's the koach of the ra in the world. Now that doesn't mean only what we eat, it means in every form, right? Anything that we do which is not necessary for our kiyum, right, for existing, is extra. That's the koch of the ra in the world. The strength of the ra in the world. Al kan l'shona. That's the end of the ra yisal. Umok nimsa. Mokam shiyotze menu apsor. The place where the psor, the bad of a person, the shimri hamachal, and the dregs of his food, Sheba Adam, right? It's an example, it's dome to the place of where in the upper world the klipa, the ra, has its unique, its sustenance. This place is placed b'achore Adam, the back of a person. Ki amidat haklipa b'achor, the place the keeper has, the ra has its unique, its influences from the back. ובזה יובן טעם ששורה על האדם. This is the explanation why it rests on a person, ruach ra, the evil spirit, so to speak, בכניסתו לבית הכיסא, when he enters the בית הכיסא, the toilet. ששם נאחזים כוחות הסיטרא אחרא. There is the place of the סיטרא אחרא, right? Because that's the place it gets its sustenance from, when a person goes. אשר הזוהמה הוא מזונם. The zuhama, the bad in a person, the psorit in a person, that's its mazon, that's its sustenance. לכן, צריך להיות אדם נזהר מאוד. The person has to be very careful שלא יישאר נקביו, that he shouldn't keep himself from going to the toilet, וישקץ עצמו, and he'll be disgusting within. אלא, בכל עת אשר ירגיש, any time he feels, שהגיע זמן הפסולת לסעד, it's the time that the psolet, the bad, comes out of him, יוציאנה, take it, let him take it out from him straight away, בלי איחור ועיכוב כלל, without waiting at all. והעזר הזו צריכה מאוד על פי הסוד, and this עזר is required very much על פי סוד, על פי עניונים. Right? ובפרט קודם תפילה. And definitely this is הלכה. Before תפילה זה הלכה. וקודם תפילה וברכה ועסק התורה, a person should be נקי, clean inside. וכמו שכתוב בספר חסידים, סימן תף י' חסד, זה בני שחיים. וזה לשונו. האדם צריך להיות נקי מבפנים, he has to be clean inside, כבחוץ, like outside. שנאמר, כל קרביי, all my internals, את שם קודשו. Should be saying the name of his holiness. Shelo ye bekirbav, there shouldn't be inside of him tinofet, anything bad, anything dirty. Lachen kodem shitpalel vekodem achila veshtia, before a person davens, before he eats and drinks, shehu tzarek levarech, he has to eat to make brachas. יעשה את צרכיו, should do what he needs to do. עין שם. That's the end of Sefer Chassidim. ובגמר אמרו, הרוצה שיקבל עליו עול מלכות שמיים שלם. Someone wants to receive the all of heaven completely. יפנה, let him go to the toilet. Right? וייטול ידיו, let him do נטילת ידיים. ויניח תפילין, he puts on תפילין. ואז, then, ויקרא קריאת שמע ויתפלל. Then he says, קריאת שמע, which is קבלת מלכות שמיים, and תפילין, which is עומד לפני המלך, standing from the king. כתב רבנו זל בשק המצוות, right? It's you try and understand also the Seder of the Yom is, that's what you do. You do Netilas Yadayim, it removes Ruach Ra. You go to the toilet, it removes the also an aspect of Ruach Ra from you, right? Mm-hmm. You're removing, first is Su Mira, removal from Ra, removal from the bad, and then Aseh Tov. That's basically the concept. כתב רבינו זל בשעה המצוות, the Arizal wrote in שעה המצוות, another שעה of the Arizal, פרשה שמיני, וזה לשונו, שיקוץ הנפש, the כתיב, about שיקוץ הנפש, the bad of a person's soul, lower soul, says, אל תשקצו את נפשותיכם, don't be משקץ your soul, don't make disgusting your soul. ואמרו רבותינו זל, this is Gemara in Makkos, right? Mikan shamisha nikavav, someone who keeps from going, right? Over, he goes, he transgresses a lav derabonan, right? Of lo tishaksu, he shouldn't be disgusting. Vatam yuvan, and this is understood, says the Ari. Ki inyan achilahu, the concept of eating is levarer, to separate. Ha'ochel mitoch ha'psolet, to borer, to separate the food from the good, from the bad. Va'ochel shu mazon, the food which is sustaining him. Nivla be'evarim, is absorbed in his limbs. This is spiritual food as well. Va'psolet nasem mota, and the bad becomes excrements, extras, right? V'nidche lemata, and is pushed down there. ומזה נעשו הקליפות, and from there comes הקליפות. That's very interesting. My wife told me this. Most, that's how the Tivonim look at it, the Pinopino people, most of illnesses come from a person's psolet. Means the goof, if a person eats too much bad stuff, the goof can't get rid of it, and it stays inside of him, fats, or it gets absorbed in him. And from that comes all the machalot, comes all the illnesses. Machalot is what is onish, is punishment. So it makes sense. If a person eats in a certain way, all the psalit remains in the goof, and therefore the klipa is, he has yinika from inside him. So that means all the machalot, all the punishments, all forms of illnesses, forms of death. Malach HaMavis brings these illnesses on a person. So if a person doesn't remove from himself the psalit, the bad that he has in his goof, that will cause his disease. Makes sense according to this, because that's Shorash HaKlipa. That's where the klipa is yonik. So if it remains in the goof, so to speak, the bad of the foods remain with him. So the klipa can be yonik from that, can have sustenance from it. Uktiv, and it's written, utmeitem, and et sipui psile kaspecha, right? And you became, you made impure the covering of psile kaspecha, through your avodah zarah, the silver avodah zarahs of yours. V'tizrem kamo dava tse tomalo, kihem, right? Kihem b'chint hayetzia shel nekev ha'achor. So he's saying this is a concept of what comes out from the back of a person. Kamo shekatavnu b'inyan po, like we said with regards to po'o, v'lachen hamishah nekavav, someone who keeps himself from going, v'hamishah hamutav ha'klipa, and he remains that within him, right? The ra within him, ahi m'litchote, to push it out. Achash nigma birura v'ikula, after there's a separation of it, and it's ikul, and it's like, ikul means the burning of it, sort of thing. Hinehu mishaketz nafsho, he keeps it with him, and he's mishakets himself, mamash. Yote mima shemishakets gufo. It causes his nefesh to be mishukatz more than because his physical body to be mishukatz, to be disgusted. And therefore says, v'noda, v'chol derechecha de'eiv, shenok re'ibrochu in all his ways. L'chein tzar shichaven ha'adam, a person should think, kavanazu, this intention, this kavana, this thought, v'lechto re'beta kisa, when he goes into the beta kisa, he's separating himself from this klipa, from the mazon of the klipa, he's removing it from himself, so it has no achiza, has no yinika, no sustenance from him. He's removing that from himself. Kodim he kansobo sham, before he enters there, ki asala ha'er sham, you shouldn't think about dvarim shvigdusha there, ad kan l'shona. That's the end of the words of the Arizal. Okay?